Ohioans have been stepping up to support storm relief efforts caused by Hurricane Helene and Milton. State leaders are urging those who want to donate to be careful and make sure the organizations they support are legitimate. To be sure your money gets where you want it to be, donate state or regional chapters of reputable organizations like the American Red Cross, United Way, and the Salvation Army. New Albany Board of Education held their regular meeting on Monday in the Annex. There were updates on the campus master plan and graduation requirements at New Albany High School. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office has arrested 27-year-old Jared Martin of Violet Township after a Saturday shooting in Pickerington. Authorities say no one was seriously hurt in the incident. Martin was the homeowner of where the shooting happened. He's been charged with felonious assault in the 7:30 a.m. shooting, and it remains under investigation. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. New Albany police are launching a new round of Citizen Police Academy classes in January. The classes are led by police officers and cover real-life scenarios with hands-on exercises. If you're 18 or older and live in the city, Plain Township, or school district, you can apply online at newalbanyohio.org. To better control their deer population, Gambier is conducting a survey to see if property owners would participate in a controlled hunt permitting process. The village is getting calls from hunters and landowners wanting to allow a bow hunter to tag deer on their land. Residents are trying to keep their property safe and still enjoy the deer. Governor DeWine will invest $14 million to improve expanded meat harvesting and processing facilities across the state. In Licking County, Cotterman Brothers Processing got a $30,000 grant. Old Village Meats in Muskingum got $105,000. Phillip Meats, $500,000. And Shira Meats, $67,000. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.